Mike Baines will return as chairman for another 2-year term. He earned 104 votes to challenger Cliff Edenshaw's 61 votes. In the past decade, Baines has seen some promising changes.
It almost seems like the town is getting kind of stagnant and just not setting high goals, you know, like for expanding, you know, increasing income and expanding services, and that's what I hope to do in the next couple of years.
Tribal Citizens also returned Michael Miller and Rachel Moreno to their seats on the council with 125 votes each. Wilbur Brown earned 110 votes. Moreno also was the top vote winner 2 years ago.
It's just really, really an honor to be able to serve our people, and to be appreciated for it is just such a bonus.
But not all incumbents fared as well. Councilmember Lillian Feldpouch lost her seat to Bob Sam by a tiny margin, 106 votes to 109.
Wow, that's very close.
Sam put his name forward at the last minute to introduce some competition to an otherwise predictable election.
4 seats come up and only 4 people run wasn't a good thing, so I'm glad I ran.
Of the 1,900 tribal citizens eligible to vote, 1,800 of which live in Sitka, only 174 voted. That includes absentee ballots available 2 weeks before. The last time Wilbur Brown was elected, voter turnout was over 300.
It could be taken 2 ways. You know, it could be feeling like the tribal citizens don't feel like they have a voice, which I don't think it is. But also, too, that they feel confident in the folks who are running. And, you know, they kind of just wanted to keep things status quo.
In general, Brown believes voter turnout is higher when there's a hot-button issue on the table, and that a low turnout doesn't signal voter apathy. Moreno, on the other hand, thinks voters are content.
Even though that appears to be a low number, when there are contentious topics that come up and people feel very passionately, they will come out and vote. If they feel like there needs to be a change, that's when they put forth their vote and exercise that power that they have.
These election results will not be official until next Wednesday during the regular council meeting. Moreno looks forward to keeping the momentum of the tribe going.
I just look forward to what we can do and what we can continue to do for them.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.